Now we come to chapter 20, which is just a continuation of the burden of Egypt. And the one great thought here is that in 3 years, this land here would be invaded. Verse 1, in the year that Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it. Now, Tartan was a general in the Assyrian army, mentioned in 2 Kings 18:17. Ashdod was a city in Samaria and the 10 northern tribes. Now, Sargon succeeded Shalmaneser. You have that in 2 Kings 17:3. Now, for years, secular history could not find Sargon. And there were historians, you go back 100 years ago, and they'll tell you that Sargon never lived. They didn't find him, but they found him now. Archaeologists found the stones and the clay tablets on which his story is written. This is remarkable, by the way. But the very interesting thing, we're told here that all of this will take place in 3 years, and Isaiah was to walk through Israel to let them know what would happen to Egypt. And as he walked, we are told, naked and barefooted, and he'd be for a sign and wonder for the people that though a glorious future is for Egypt, yet they were going to be judged. And we're told that this would take place in 3 years. What a remarkable statement concerning this in this particular passage of Scripture. May I say this is a remarkable little chapter that we have here. And we're told that Assyria would be the one that would do it. And Assyria did take Egypt, the first nation that did, and then later on Babylon did.